This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This was not a good morning for Elon Musk and his Let's Eventually Take Humankind to Mars company. It's called SpaceX. One of their rockets exploded on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral during a routine test this morning. Nobody was hurt, which is always good. But an Israeli communications satellite was destroyed, and this makes it the second rocket that SpaceX has lost in a little bit more than a year. As I said, not so good for SpaceX. Maybe not so bad, though, for the growing private space industry. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that one.
A little after 9 a.m. Eastern, the Falcon 9 rocket seemed like it was all set. In preparation for its commercial launch Saturday, the company ignited the rocket's 9 engines, kind of cleaning out the pipes. SpaceX always does this. Today, something went wrong. For the briefest second, fire lights up all 226 feet of the Falcon 9. It's like an X-ray of the ship. And then the rocket and its $195 million satellite were gone. In a statement, the company said the explosion was due to an anomaly.
There's always inherent risk with rocket launches. That's just a part of the game.
Rebecca Keller is an analyst with Stratfor. A number of private firms have lost rockets, including Virgin Galactic, Orbital ATK, and Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin. Keller says this could harm SpaceX. But more broadly, in the wake of this disaster, how much tolerance do rocket company customers, like telecom companies, have for these fits and starts? Space.com managing editor Tariq Malik says more than you might think.
It seems like the business case is being made now for commercial launch services, and so it seems like investors are a bit more willing to back some of those ventures.
Malik says companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin can afford to withstand setbacks because they're owned by ambitious billionaires. More sustainably, customers from NASA to the U.S. military to telecom firms have a growing desire to get into space. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Random but interesting fact about that satellite that blew up this morning. Dan was talking about ambitious billionaires. Mark Zuckerberg had bought some of that satellite's capacity to run internet.org on. That's Facebook's big project to get connectivity out to areas and people that, for whatever reason, can't otherwise get online.